Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The New England Patriots did lose yesterday to the New York Football Giants 23-21, but really the score isn't indicative of pretty much anything, at least from my end, Keith, that we're going to be talking about today. And I think there's a lot to unpack here. What was the thing you took away from last night as we get going?
Play caller job still up in the air. That's sort of been the big question going into camp. And, you know, once they finalize their coaching staff, and it's been such a topic. And I know we've talked to Kern about it, and he's like, I'm getting kind of burnt out about asking him, because every beat writer every day after practice, it felt like, would ask Bill, who's the play caller? He's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So this was the first game, right? This was the first time we really got to see it.
Yep.
It wasn't 7-on-7s, 11-on-11s. And essentially what happened was Matt Patricia, we're like, all right, he's the play caller. He called the plays when Brian Hoyer was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe Judge got a crack at it with Bailey Zappi. So, again, you have two guys that have never done it in an NFL game, and they're still splitting duties. I think they're still undecided on what it is. And you would want, I think, your guy to get as many reps as possible in the preseason. So I think this is still a pretty big issue on the team.
I don't think there's any doubt at all, quite honestly. I think it is Matt Patricia's job. He was the one who was working with the veteran QB, and I do think there is a little bit of the whole continuity of it all. I think that in having Joe Judge at least work a little bit with Bailey Zappi, and we need to talk about him, because apparently he was supposed to be some big thing, and there was a lot about him that I didn't like last night, and I know we'll get to that. I think there is keeping with the continuity with the young QB. Who knows if anybody else slid in there. Like Nick Caley was down on the sidelines. We were wondering about the communication. You know, did he get a whirl to call some? Who knows? Because once you get into the third and fourth quarter, it was just kind of like, okay, I'm watching
Speed
certain guys. In the first half, I really focused on the coaches and sort of who was talking to who and how they were interacting on the sidelines and things like that. And what was crazy to me is that I thought a lot of the offense that we saw yesterday was kind of similar to what we had seen in the past, except it was just with more open sets.
I think they took more deep shots. I think they went downfield more than they normally do.
I think it was pretty evident in watching last night's game. It's how you go about doing it. You know, when Zip Zap is out there throwing off the back foot into space and hoping somebody comes back
just
for a ball.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's a, you know, that gets into the whole, you know, oh, that's the back shoulder game. No, it isn't. The back shoulder game is you're throwing to a spot where you know the guy is going to be, not you're throwing it up and hoping that Trey Nixon can come back to the ball and make a catch. And, you know, that was another guy who, hey, listen, Trey Nixon, it's a fine line for someone like him to make this team.
Yeah, you got to catch the ball on third
down. You can't
down.
Have a drop on third down like that.
Yeah, that one sticks out.
Now, I will say this, in terms of the play calling from Matt Patricia, they got bogged down because of really two Justin Herron penalties, and he didn't help himself last night. And that drop on third down from Nixon.
That was a killer.
But overall, whenever Hoyer was in there, I thought they had plenty of time to operate at the line of scrimmage. I thought the play call's over. I thought the timing on the screen call was pretty good. You get it after the penalty, you hit him with the screen, and supposedly the Giants at that point in time were, I think, still playing their starters. It was hard to figure out because they said they were going to play them all, and then there were some guys that didn't dress, and there were...
Well, more guys on defense for the Patriots played than we thought, too. Remember, we were looking at... And we even said at the time, Mike Reese didn't know for sure, and he even said, hey, these are the guys I expect.
Right.
But, and he was pretty close on offense, although we did see Cole Strange, the rookie, but on defense,
which I thought you had to play him.
Right. He's not.
You
got to
get him
out
of a virgin excursion. It's the first time.
But more of the linebackers, more of the corners played as well. But no, I still go back to the offense, and it's unfortunate that there's no Mac Jones, right? Because Brian Hoyer is a tough watch. Like, there's no upside, in my opinion, to having Brian Hoyer take snaps at any point. Like, I like the veteran leadership. I like having an old guy in the QB room, especially where you don't have coaches that have experience coaching QBs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Hoyer has value on the team, but not on the field. I don't need to see him on the field ever. And I know he only got, two drives, and then Bailey Zappe got the rest. That's fine. But even in the rest of the preseason, if you go Mac Jones for however much you want Mac Jones and then let the kid play, I don't need to see Hoyer at all. I still think that Matt Patricia, they're asking him to do a lot, and they're asking him to do stuff that he's not used to doing. So now he's talking to the offensive line after certain plays. And then you got Joe Judge talking. It was funny, after one of the first series for Hoyer, because we had wondered this, right? If Mac Jones, whether it's a good series or a bad series, who does he run off the field and talk to?
Mm-hmm.
And they showed on the sideline Brian Hoyer over there talking to Patricia and Judge at the same time.
That's right.
Of them are all talking to each
and
other.
And Mac's loitering. Mac had one ear kind of in there.
But then I just think it's difficult where, like, Josh McDaniels very rarely would grab the ear of all of the offensive linemen, right? Like, after a possession.
It was normally Bill coming over.
Sit next to Mac, talk to the quarterback. This one I think is going to be tricky. And I also think if you're allowing Joe Judge to call as many plays as he did, I still think it's an open competition, and we'll see what happens next week when hopefully Mac Jones gets some snaps. Hopefully Mac Jones plays in some of the preseason game next week. But I didn't like that, because even if do they feel so good about Matt Patricia during practice that they're like, yeah, he only needs to do it a couple series and we're good. That part's very strange to me.
I think there is a little bit of the experimentation going on, just in terms of who are you matching up with what quarterback, who's in whose ear right now. And this was a big part of yesterday, the whole kind of like sideline operation. You and I talked about it. Who's sending people in? Who's the communicator? Who's the guy who has the tight ends and the wide receivers and the two extra running backs all around them? And then it's who you're sending into the game. I do believe, and I think Andrew Callahan might have had the numbers, like 85 or 86% of the plays that were called, especially when Patricia was in there, were pretty much out of a similar or a same formation, just in terms of the personnel grouping and people that were on the field. And I thought, in terms of Cole Strange, more than competitive last night. I mean, he did. It's what's weird is seeing a guy out there with no tape or no gloves on his
fingers,
hands.
But he has no glove, no sleeves, no. Yeah, it's
like he's Hardo Jones, which there is a part of me that I do appreciate. I mean, I love that whole old school mentality and stuff like that.
Will he still be Hardo Jones when it's 10 degrees?
Well, you know what it is? Well, you know, David Andrews, remember when they went to Buffalo and ran the ball 100 times? Like,
true.
Andrews was walking around with, like, no shirt.
Yeah.
I wonder about the, hey, we at least tape our thumbs at this level, son. Like, that's what I keep thinking.
Maybe.
Because all I keep thinking of is.
But isn't that what he,
this guy's got, like, no print. Like, your thumbs are the thing that, like, offensive linemen thumbs get beat up really bad. And normally, bare minimum, you'll at least see, and even with centers, they'll have one hand that's doctored up and the hand that they snap with is completely clean. That, to me, is acceptable. But I don't know how you go through playing at that level of physicality and you have your thumbs exposed like that, to where it's like wearing no ankle braces. You're begging for a turned ankle.
But that's part of his charm, isn't it? Didn't we have his college coach on right after the draft?
Oh, absolutely.
And he didn't even make a point to mention, he's like, no tape, no gloves, no whatever.
This guy don't care.
No sleeves.
He's spitting
he's
teeth.
He's just tough. Like, all right.
Well, so am I, but that doesn't mean anything.
He's not like Trevor Penning, meanwhile. You see him getting thrown out of practice because he's fighting every
Trevor
day.
Trevor Penning is like an animal.
Killer.
He's just a moose.
Yeah, but he's fine, and I'm glad he played, because I thought it was weird yesterday we were looking at it, and if he didn't, you're like, really? Like, this guy, he's doing so well. Because I would say, outside of the rookie class that played last night, the guys that didn't play are the only ones that are 100% guaranteed a spot on the roster, right? The quarterbacks, yes, and the rookies, yes.
Yep.
But everybody else is like, well, if you were playing the first preseason game, based on how the Patriots rested so many guys for this one, that's kind of a sign. Like, everybody else is in some sort of a fight to make the roster.
You know what's really funny is if you get the old flip card that they give at the game last night, right? So my family went because my wife's got to go sit and drink with people and all that stuff.
That's a good excuse to do that.
Yeah, well, that's why I stayed home.
Okay.
Because people and just
people
forget
yep.
about it.
Uh-huh.
But they left the real starters on the flip card. So instead of the real lineup, like when you look at this, it's got Mac Jones is the starter, and like Cole Strange and Trent Brown and Andrews and Onwenu and Wynn, and you're like, wait, what?
No, I didn't see many of those guys.
No, you didn't see any of those.
What's funny is like they were in like their equipment.
They made them warm up, so they put them through the because when I saw Mac warming up, I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Like, oh, we're gonna get
might we get a series or something?
But like, it wasn't just like him in like shorts and a t-shirt and a baseball hat. Like,
no,
he was wearing
no.
his helmet. He was wearing his shoulder pads. Like, so they at
he
least
didn't have
a,
on the Edelman uniform like in preseason.
They at
after,
least had to go through that.
After a while, there were some dudes that stood out. We want to hear from you at 617-779-7937. Here's something from the 603 that we have not even just asked the Vox Populi.
Okay.
The 603 texts into 37937, casually talking football with friends, we almost never talk about who's calling plays. Now that we've at least seen the team a little bit and you've gotten at least a minor glimpse, not with even the starters, I wonder how much fatigue there is in Patriot Nation on the whole, who's calling the plays? Should it really matter? Do I care that? Like with Curran, it's the, I know it's a story. I'm just sick of talking about it. Let it work itself
out.
Well,
sometimes the most obvious issue is, in fact, the biggest issue. And I think the texter's right. Most years, you don't really talk about the play caller because most years your team has an offensive coordinator. Or they at least have one guy that you know is doing the job, right? Because Bill O'Brien wasn't always the offensive coordinator. Like, one year he was the QB coach. Yeah,
right.
But he wasn't, like, splitting time in the preseason or at practice calling plays. And trust me, when there's a really bad third down call or whatever, Monday morning, we're not talking about the play caller. We did even with McDaniels. We would get people calling in and be like, what the hell is McDaniels doing? And that's a guy that you know can call plays and has done it before. So I get
that's like disagreeing with Cora bringing in a lefty versus righty out of the bullpen kind of thing.
Yeah, but I think this year it is a big deal. Nobody on earth would want Matt Patricia or Joe Judge to call their plays, and Bill Belichick has decided these are the two guys that are going to compete for this job. So, I know it's been brought up a lot, so maybe there's like fatigue on the subject, like you said. But it doesn't mean it's everything's fine and they're going to be great at it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.